Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
The Board of Control for Cricket in India is set for an emergency meeting on Sunday, following yesterday's news that three Rajasthan Royals players are being investigated for suspected spot-fixing during the Indian Premier League 2013. Shantakumaran Srisant, Ankit Chavan and Ajit Chandelar were also suspended by the BCCI while the investigations continue. Indian news outlets reported earlier today that both Srisant and Chavan have admitted their involvement after being given for 5-day custodial sentences by the Delhi police. However, Srisant's lawyer, Deepak Prakash, has subsequently told reporters that he believes Srisant has been falsely and mistakenly arrested and that he is not confessing. A fourth player, Gujarat's Amit Singh, who's a former Rajasthan Royals bowler, has also been arrested and suspended, with 11 bookmakers also under arrest. The first test between England and New Zealand finally quickened in pace a little before lunch on day two, as 8 wickets fell for 47 runs at Lord's, with England all out for 232, and New Zealand losing both openers cheaply, Ross Taylor going on to hit a fluent half-century. James Anderson didn't need long at the start of the New Zealand first innings to become the fourth Englishman to take 300 test wickets, although New Zealand went on to close on 153 for 4. Pakistan captain Misbah-ul-Haq led by example, scoring an unbeaten 83 to set up a 96-run win for his side over Scotland in the first one-day international in Edinburgh. He comfortably top-scored in Pakistan's 231 for 7 before Junaid Khan and Syed Ajmal took 3 wickets apiece to bowl Scotland out for 135. Scotland bowler Majid Haq became the leading ODI wicket-taker for his country during Pakistan's innings, but there was little else to cheer for the home side. Despite being reduced to a score of 5 for 3 early on, Sunrisers Hyderabad recovered to beat Rajasthan Royals by 23 runs to keep them in contention for an Indian Premier League playoff place. A half-century from Biplab Samantray steered Sunrisers to 136 for 9, and a miserable week for Rajasthan continued when they limped to 113 for 9 in reply. The victory for the Sunrisers ends Kings XI Punjab's chances of going any further and piles the pressure on Royal Challengers Bangalore, who must win their final game against Chennai Super Kings tomorrow and hope Sunrisers lose at home to Kolkata Knight Riders. Even then, net run rate will come into play.